Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you. We are in the midst of some very powerful eclipses, and these celestial alignments are about to become even more intense with the addition of the second phase of the Venus transit. Today, we're going to discuss what this means to all of us, and we're going to invoke the love of God to create a sacred space for the most wondrous outcome of this event for humanity and all life on this planet. So as you listen to this radio program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a powerful chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. As we share this special time together today, remember, we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this fourth field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and will work together to heal the maladies that are existing in your life and on the planet. As this program evolves week by week, our fourth field of light is expanding and expanding. So we are literally building a momentum of light that is enhancing the transformation that we're experiencing on this planet. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of our Father, Mother, God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as this love from the very heart of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. So today we're going to explore the information pouring forth from the heavenly realms about this monumental moment that we're experiencing. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but sometimes challenging time on Earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, and it has the ability to transform our lives in miraculous ways. Love is not just a sentimental human emotion. It is the core vibration from which all life is birthed into existence from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Now, on May 20th of this year, 2012, we experienced a very powerful new moon solar eclipse. And on June 4th, we're going to experience a powerful full moon lunar eclipse. These two celestial events will lift us further into the light in preparation for the greatest influx of divine love that we have ever been able to experience. And that influx of divine love will occur during the last phase of the Venus transit, which will take place June 5th and 6th in 2012. Now, Venus has always been considered the planet of love. This is not just a romantic hyperbole. Venus actually does reflect the full gathered momentum of our Father, Mother, God's divine love to all of the planets in our solar system. Then, every 104 years, Venus's service of bathing the earth with divine love is greatly amplified through an event known as the Venus transit. During this transit, Venus passes between the earth and the sun, an event that lasts about 6 or 7 hours. This Venus, as Venus crosses the face of the Sun, the frequencies of solar light from the Sun exponentially expand Venus's ability to radiate light to the Earth. This increased influx of divine love is then anchored into the core of purity within every electron of precious life energy on Earth. That includes every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of light, and all of the spaces in between the subatomic and particles of life on Earth. The Venus transit occurs in two phases. The first phase of the transit, the love of Venus, after the first phase of the Venus transit, the love builds in momentum within every particle of life on Earth. This prepares every facet of life on Earth for the amplified influx of divine love that will then bathe the planet during the second phase of the transit. The second part of the Venus transit happens exactly 8 years minus 2 days later. Now, the first phase of this Venus transit, which we are now in the midst of, took place on June 8, 2004. Since that time, the love from Venus has been building in momentum, softening hearts, shifting consciousness, and awakening humanity. This greatly enhanced awakening has caused a shift of consciousness that has moved humanity further up the spiral of evolution and is allowing us to remember who we are and why we are here. Now, on June 6, 2012, we will experience the second phase of the Venus transit. Due to the unparalleled awakening that has taken place on Earth since June 8, 2004, this influx of light that we are now going to be experiencing will catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into position for the events that will birth a new renaissance of love on this Earth. With the God victorious success of this impending event, humanity will shift into higher states of consciousness, a consciousness of divine love that will begin to manifest divine love as the order of the new day for planet Earth. The reason this Venus transit is so very powerful is that this is the first Venus transit that humanity has been able to experience since we reached a critical mass of divine love in 2003, which allowed our Mother God to expand through every person's heart flame. That miraculous event occurred in November of 2003 through a global event that was called Harmonic Concordance. That event occurred during two powerful eclipses as well. During that cosmic moment, our Mother God was able to expand her divine love through every person's heart flame in ways that we have not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. Then, 7 months after that, we received the influx of divine love from the first Venus phase of the transit, which was June 8th in 2004. Now the love of God has been building in momentum for 8 years, and we're ready to receive and experience the second influx of divine love from the Venus transit. The reason this phase of the Venus transit is going to be so powerful is because we are in a new and far more powerful place than we were in 2004. The energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity is higher than we have experienced in the past. The unprecedented awakening that has taken place through the mass consciousness of humanity over the past 8 years, as we have been integrating the love of our Mother God through our heart flames, has catapulted us into higher frequencies of light than we've been able to receive since prior to our fall from grace eons ago. So today, we're going to join together and empower the love of God on earth that's been building in momentum for the past 8 years, so that this new influx of divine love from the Venus transit that will occur on June 6th will lift every particle of life on earth into more powerful of frequencies of divine love and light than we have ever even dreamed of. So let's begin this activity of light by affirming deep within the recesses of our heart, love is all there is. No matter what the question or the problem is to the maladies happening on earth, the answer is always going to be love. Love is not just a sentimental emotion. It is an unfathomable power that, when truly acknowledged and understood, will transform our lives into expressions of not only love, but also abundance, health, eternal peace, happiness, abounding joy, and spiritual enlightenment. The information that is pouring forth from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth at this time have revealed to us that the return of the Divine Feminine, which is the aspect of our Mother God that was forced to withdraw from the earth when we closed our hearts and fell into the abyss of fear, pain, separation, and duality eons ago. This aspect of the Divine Feminine is bringing the masculine and feminine polarities of God into balance within each of us. This is a critical step in transforming our lives. Since the fall, we have been abusing our power and using our power without the balance of the love nature of God. This has caused us to form this fear-based fragmented human ego that thinks our physical body is who we are and that its purpose and reason for being is to gratify the physical senses. Our egos believe that whatever they need to do to survive, lie, cheat, steal, or kill, is appropriate. So we've created all of the maladies existing on earth through this abuse of power. Now the divine feminine love nature of God is returning us to the balance that is our divine destiny. And our masculine polarity is being lifted up into the divine masculine, the divine will, power, and authority of our Father God. So I would like to begin this activity of light today with a meditation. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs in crossed and your spine as straight as possible so that you will be an open conduit for this frequency of divine love that is flowing through every particle of life on earth. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. I will lead you through this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally. This will be accomplished through your I Am presence, who will only work toward your highest good and the fulfillment of your divine plan. So your I Am presence will participate in this meditation in a way that will move you forward into the light. Simultaneously, we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And we are going to invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. And each person's I Am presence is going to likewise absorb this light and allow it to flow into their life experience in perfect alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. And we begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the mighty I Am presence of every son and daughter of God evolving on this planet, both in and out of embodiment. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and I am one with the entire company of heaven. now as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke the light of God, the maximum frequencies that we can receive at this time in alignment with cosmic law. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings affirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life, and the continuity of love in all experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. This love from the heart of my Father, Mother, God is now expanding through my heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. And as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. The love of God is now lighting my path. O Father, Mother, God, I now invoke the full divine momentum of your light and light from the entire company of heaven. Powers of light, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. In deep humility and profound gratitude, I consecrate every facet of my being to be the open door that no one can shut. In divine truth, I now accept my reality as a beloved child of God. With this realization, I am a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God is now flowing to lift all life on earth into the blissful embrace of our Mother God's love. I am the mighty I Am Presence, and I am one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I am one with the elemental kingdom and beloved Mother Earth. I am one with the angelic kingdom. I am one with all of the beings of light throughout infinity. Now, through the unspeakable power of my divine Mother's love, all life on earth is lifted into the immaculate concept of the divine plan for the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. Within this divine concept of infinite physical perfection, Every man, woman, and child remembers that he or she is a beloved son or daughter of God. And every person comprehends through new levels of understanding the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. A renewed sense of oneness and reverence for all life now stirs within each heart flame. And the love of our Mother God floods the earth through humanity's fifth dimensional solar heart chakras. As the love of God flows through each person's heart flame, he or she is lifted up and their lives are transformed. From this new level of consciousness, humanity taps into the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God and the viable solutions to the maladies existing on earth. As these patterns of perfection flow into the conscious mind of lightworkers everywhere, the lightworkers around the world now come together in consciousness to create the perfection of the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love. As these patterns of perfection begin to flow through the mental and emotional strata of Earth, all traces of pain and suffering are transmuted into light. Every concept of lack and limitation ceases to exist, and prosperity consciousness and the abundance of God now flood the Earth. People everywhere begin to perceive and acknowledge the divinity blazing in every person's heart flame. Humanity knows and accepts that all life is divine. Every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life is divine, intelligent energy from the heart of God. This realization inspires every person to feel and express and mutual respect for every part of life. As love and mutual respect for every part of life begin to flow through every heart flame, humanity is shifted into a higher level of perfection. As the collective thoughts and feelings of humanity continually empower the perfection of heaven on earth, the physical plane of earth is transformed and transfigured. The body of Mother Earth is restored to a verdant paradise of splendor and light. The life of every living being is now reflecting this light, filled with love, joy, happiness, prosperity, fulfillment, enlightenment, eternal peace, harmony, balance, spiritual wisdom, and every other divine quality from my Father, Mother God. With this influx of light, Mother Earth now dons her seamless garment of light as she ascends up the spiral of evolution into the full expression of her new fifth-dimensional solar reality. The heavens rejoice, and my Father, Mother, God respond. Welcome home, beloved children. Well done. And so it is. I am. I am. I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and my toes. As I exhale gently, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally as the light of God continues flowing in through and around my earthly bodies. I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Many miraculous events have prepared humanity for this cosmic moment. During the past several decades, selfless lightworkers all over the world have worked tenaciously with the Company of Heaven to help humanity raise our heads above the mud puddle of our human miscreations and the pain and suffering in our lives. Incredible activities of light have taken place that have actually changed the course of history and cleared the way for humanity to finally perceive the truth of who we are and why we are here. Day by day, the light of God is increasing on earth. And in spite of outer appearances, miraculous changes are taking place within every man, woman, and child on this planet. These changes that are being orchestrated by the divinity within us, our I Am presence, are reversing the horrendous effects of our fall from grace, and they are moving us further up the spiral of evolution into octaves of perfection. These changes are occurring within every evolving soul on this planet, whether the person is consciously aware of them or not. Each of our I Am presences have guided us through these experiences in perfect alignment with our individual divine plans and our highest good. With the return of our Mother God, the Divine Masculine and the Divine Feminine are now becoming balanced within every heart flame. Humanity must now realign with the truth and the inner knowing of what the love of our Mother God really means in relation to our very existence. The influx of the divine love from the Venus transit is helping us to do just that. When we lost awareness of our Mother God and our human egos took command of our four earthly bodies, without question, we just started accepting the misinformation and the distorted perception that as sons and daughters of God, we have a single parent, and that that parent is a male. Well, what child has ever birthed into reality without a mother? The universal law, as above, so below, means that what is occurring on earth is being reflected from the heavenly realm. So, of course, we have a Mother God. But so much has been written about love that we've almost lost the reality of the truth of what our Mother God means to us. We've known about the Holy Spirit, but when we fell into the distorted perception of our human ego, we thought that the Holy Spirit was just a masculine aspect of our Father God, because we were so controlled by a patriarchal consciousness. But now we know that the Holy Spirit is our Mother God. We've always known the Holy Spirit is the Holy Comforter, the love nature of God. So it makes perfect sense that this aspect of the Holy Trinity would be the Divine Feminine. So we have the masculine polarity of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, the feminine polarity of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. And then the third aspect of the Holy Trinity, the Son and Daughter of God, which is the wisdom, enlightenment, and understanding of our Father, Mother God, Christ consciousness. So much has been written about love that it's almost become a platitude. But the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God is the mightiest force in the universe. It is the vibration from which we were born out of the heart of God. And it is the vibration through which we must now evolve back into the heart of God as we ascend up the spiral of evolution. The love of our Mother God has no bonds, no barriers, and no conditions. Within the infinite power of our Mother's love, there is no pain or sorrow, no lack or limitation. Her love contains within its essence the full potential to rise above all human conditions, all of our self-inflicted suffering, all manner of chaos, confusion, hopelessness, and despair, which we have either deliberately or inadvertently created through the misuse of our creative faculties of thought and feeling and our gift of free will. Our Mother God's love heals the illusion of separation and duality. It rejuvenates, revitalizes, and makes whole all that it embraces. It is the single greatest source of forgiveness, and it reverberates with the full gathered momentum of our eternal freedom. Our Mother God's love is the foundation of creation and the balance of the One. It is the cohesive power of the universe that holds the planets and stars and humanity into physical manifestation. It is the indivisible, unchanging ecstasy that allows us to know love in all things. When we experience the love of our Mother God, we understand through all levels of consciousness that we are one with every particle of life. Whether we are a person, a magnificent sun, or a blade of grass, we are united in the body of God, the divine matrix that is enveloping all life by the all-encompassing light of our Mother's love. As our Mother God reclaims this earth and once again anoints each and every one of us with the eternal light of her divine love, we experience true peace and the wonders of heaven on earth. Her love is now resonating in the core of our beings. It is not outside of ourselves. We no longer need to seek the divine feminine from afar. We need to merely accept that our Mother God has returned and that she is now once again abiding within our heart flames. Her love is pulsating within the silent rhythm of every heartbeat, every breath. It is the universal language now speaking to all humanity through our gift of life. As we listen in the silence of our hearts, we hear the tones and the whispering melodies of love, inspired by the wonder of nature and the music of the spheres. The effulgence of our newly balanced heart flame is creating an environment of love and an upliftment around each and every one of us. When we turn our attention to the balanced expression of our Father, Mother, God that is now pulsating within our hearts, the illusion of separation is shattered, and our hearts are unified, and we once again experience the bliss of knowing that we are one, and that love is all there is. This knowing evokes from within the deepest recesses of our beings a celestial song of thanksgiving, a knowing that is now reverberating through our consciousness as a reverent feeling of divine gratitude. Every sunrise we see, every flower that shares its perfume with us, every friend and loved one who warms our heart is a gift of God's sustaining love. These sacred gifts inspire our perpetual adoration to the cosmic I Am, all that is, our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. with the return of our Mother God, she has placed us within a mantle of her love. And as a result of that, our nervous systems are being recalibrated to withstand higher frequencies of God's love than we've ever experienced. This mantle of love will help us to transform each of us into a higher consciousness, self-generating centers of light and love. The tremendous impetus and magnetic pull of our Mother's love that is now flowing through our heart flames is stirring within the souls of all humanity and lifting us up so that when we experience this unprecedented Venus transit, we are going to be able to assimilate and integrate higher frequencies of transfiguring divine love, the transforming energy of our lives, than we've ever experienced before. The invisible and resistless power of this love will pierce into the sleeping spiritual centers of every member of the human race and accelerate the awakening that is taking place at a greatly enhanced pace. We now, as never before, have the ability to merge our personal service to life with God's service to life for the highest good of all concerned, as we become greatly empowered instruments of God through the open door of our Mother's love. Our Mother God's radiant, universal love is now pouring through all of us without designating favor to a particular person, place, condition, or thing. It is flowing through each of us equally. Her love is giving a healing, an impersonal benediction to every part of life. For our Mother God perceives all life to be sacred and divine. The power and magnetic love of the Divine Feminine is blessing all life on this planet with an equal opportunity to respond. That means that every evolving soul is being given both the blessing and the responsibility of becoming an open door for our Mother God's exquisite love. Every human being now has the opportunity to become an instrument of God, vested with the power to change the feeling worlds of all with whom we come in contact. This will be accomplished not through our human will, but through the balanced power of the flame of divinity that is now pulsating within our hearts, guided and directed through the full intervention of our I Am presence. When we agree to become magnetic forces of divine love, we draw to ourselves the loving support we need from those who are aligned with and will assist us with our divine missions. This occurs not because of allegiance to a particular personality, but because of the affinity of our soul's light with the spiritual essence of the particular facet of the divine plan that we are volunteering to accomplish. As we expand our service to life, we must reach up in consciousness and tap into the sacred knowledge and wisdom that will teach us how to effectively utilize the frequencies of divine love from our Mother God. Her love is a priceless gift that is now freely flowing through every heart flame. The more we understand about the power and might of this majestic force, the more effective we will be in assimilating it into our life experiences and manifesting it through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in our daily life expressions. Now, as we move forward into higher and higher frequencies of this divine light, let's again expand our ability to be the open door as the light of God flows through each of us. And the love of our Mother God expands and expands through every one of our heart flames. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel the love of God again expanding from your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child. We are one with all humanity. We are one with the company of heaven. And I am my I Am presence. As I invoke this light on behalf of myself, I invoke it on behalf of every particle of life evolving on this sweet earth. And we begin. As I assimilate the love of my Father, Mother, God, I begin to realize the truth about me. I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abides within me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do, I now do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I realize that nothing is too insignificant. I am now embraced in my Father, Mother, God's love, and never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am presence freely flowing forth from me and through me. With my physical sight, I see lavish abundance manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God has is mine. O loving I Am presence, walk through me. Open the door of understanding so that I may become increasingly aware of the perfection of the new earth and my new planetary cause of divine love, and of God's abundant universal love for all people and all life at all times. As I am growing in awareness, may my questing mind push through the denseness of materiality into the awakening and rising spiritual consciousness of my true God reality. Let my sense of gratitude expand into a welcoming smile, a friendly greeting, and an expanding light. May I look upon all persons with the eyes of love knowing each one as my friend, my brother or sister, and not as a stranger. With this realization, my I Am presence will spread this radiant light to everyone I meet. O loving mind, thank you for the discovery that the consciousness of divine intelligence lives within every one of us. May the light of truth illumine my mind as I grow in greater awareness that I am a beloved child of God, and so is every other person on this planet. As I place my hand in yours to travel this earth journey, guide me into doing the simple things that bring happiness to others. Show me how to give wisely of myself and my talents in areas where they are truly needed and acceptable. Let me say with conviction, I can and I will, as my thoughts dwell on the ascending spiral of right thinking, right feeling, and right action. And as I can and I will become part of my consciousness, I open wide the gate of divine power within myself. Beloved I Am Presence, beloved Father, Mother God, thank you for the blessings that are mine. Thank you for the opportunities that come my way. May I ever praise and bless, give and receive, love and be loved, and rejoice in knowing that the light of God is eternally victorious, and I am that light. I am one with all that is, and I rejoice in this glorious truth. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I now look inside in consciousness, and I absolutely know, not just believe or just accept, but I absolutely know myself as my mighty I Am Presence. My I Am Presence is electronic light substance, rather than atomic light. In the electronic vehicle, my I Am Presence is flowing freely in, through, and around every atomic particle of my earthly bodies. It is the electronic nature of my I Am Presence that must function through the atomic nature of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as the divine alchemy takes place through which my earthly bodies are transformed from carbon-based planetary cells into crystalline-based solar light cells. As this divine alchemy progresses, I see myself as a pulsating being of light, radiating through the flesh, rather than as a flesh structure attempting somehow to invoke this being of light and draw it through. I am my I Am Presence, and I simply feel myself as a free-flowing sea of light that blends so easily with the entire free-flowing sea of light that is the universe. Instantaneously, my consciousness is raised above the human, for I am not a human being struggling to be God. I am a God being, a child of God, resting in patience, knowing that my time is very close when my earthly bodies will completely reflect the light of my I Am Presence. I feel my consciousness expanding like a beautiful balloon. It becomes larger and larger as it effortlessly takes more of the light of the universe into its expression. I acknowledge that I am my I Am Presence now working through the flesh. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my heart flame. I am the true center of my being. This flame is my electronic light, the aura spiraling around me. Cosmic energy flows through my aura. I am a being of very powerful light. I am a being of very powerful light. I am a being of very powerful light. I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness. I am. I am that I am. And now I expand the love of God through my heart flame on the holy breath. I am in-breathing the love of God. I hold the breath. I am assimilating the love of God. I exhale. I am expanding the love of God. I hold the breath out. I am projecting the love of God. In-breathe, I am in-breathing the love of God. Hold, I am absorbing the love of God. Exhale, I am expanding the love of God. Hold, I am projecting the love of God. In-breathe, I am in-breathing the love of God. Hold, I am assimilating the love of God. Exhale, I am expanding the love of God. Hold, I am projecting the love of God. The love of God is now flowing through my heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Feeling the love of God securely anchored through your heart flame, breathe in deeply now and gently turn your attention to the room. Gently moving your fingers and toes, allowing the love of God to be assimilated at a cellular level through your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Inhaling, exhaling, and when you're ready, you may gently open your eyes. Precious Heart, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information available to everyone who is interested. And we're offering free seminars throughout the United States of America and freely sharing this information on a global scale through our website and our free monthly email newsletter. You can sign up for our free monthly email newsletter by going to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. There on our website, you will have access to years' worth of archives in our newsletter, to the archives from our radio show, to webinars, 13 webinars that have been posted on our website for free, and you can go through the link on our website to watch our videos on our YouTube productions. We also have documented information from the beings of light that are included on our books, our CDs, and our DVDs. We are expanding these celestial sharings further in much greater depth through this weekly online radio program, the free webinars on our website, and the YouTube videos. So go to our website, sign up to receive the free monthly email newsletter if you would like, and enjoy all of the things that are being offered for you. This broadcast is also, as you know, offered free of charge to everyone on the planet who has a computer, and you can connect with us every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock on Pacific Time or 1 o'clock Eastern Time. If you'd like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth, you can do that on our website as well. So, Precious Heart, create a glorious week for yourself. I want to thank you for all, with all of my heart, for the sharing this special time with me and for all of the light that you're adding to the world. Please tune in with us again next week as we join together once again to expand our chalice of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and once again, the website is eraofpeace.org. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.